Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, what we were talking about, there's a film out that's coming out, I think, in July with Jim Caviezel. And it's going to be talking about what we've been telling people about the child trafficking. The pedophilia is rampant. And I've told you before, remember, we told you all the way back in 2016 about the Biden crime family. We told you all the way back about there, and we, you know, the deep state. But we told you two and a half years ago that the Communist Party, the Chinese, who have come right out and said that they have their people in the top places in America. And Joe Biden, we told you that the Biden crime family, their job was to keep the border open, to keep the border open, to keep a strong flow of drugs, fentanyl. They're working hand in hand with the Mexican drug cartels, and to keep a good supply of the Chinese nationals coming into the country. They're coming in by the thousands, but more so keep a good supply of children for the pedophiles. Keep a good supply. This was the charge given to the Biden crime family, and Joe Biden has done an excellent job of providing the pedophiles with children there. And so, and now there's more and more evidence coming out about that, more and more things coming out that the FBI and others are trying to hide. The deep state is so corrupt. But go ahead and play that clip.
Three, you're in the war room. What is this? Why is this film so? What is it about this movie that makes people in the film industry and other places not want to see it in theaters?
I'll give you one plain example. We had 1,500 patriots, people that were interested in seeing the film in Las Vegas. During one part of the film, everybody in the audience started whispering. And of course, you're watching the viewers to see if they're even interested in the movie, but they were very, very locked in. And at one point, they all started whispering. And I thought that was, I've never seen that before. So after the movie, asked them a couple of questions, and then I had to ask them, why were you whispering at this one particular part in the movie? And I didn't pick up on it. And they all started screaming out Epstein Island. Epstein Island isn't the only island out there where they have hurt children.
Is this, are you saying this the type of thing in the film that is going to be revealed and people are going to see? I mean, is that why this is so controversial? Is it the powers that be are trying to stop this? Or is it the quality of the movie?
Well, it's credible, the movie. When you see it, it's like in your heart when you know, when you see you've been told something for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden it hits you. But I would tell you that the movie has a great power, has God's hand in it, and I never really thought of it that way. There was a point where I'm sitting there pointing at an island where we had to Tim Ballard had to go and do this operation, and the audience members immediately reacted to that. And I think that what's interesting about it is just let the public see it, you know. And the last time that I've experienced this was on The Passion of the Christ, where we almost never got that movie out. We're in the same situation. So Tim Ballard was at Fox Studios talking to them, and they didn't want to hire me. And he said, no, I want this guy. And he loved The Passion of the Christ. He loved The Count of Monte Cristo. And so those were two films that I did, and he would not steer away from it. So they finally went to me, and then Disney took over the studio. And when that happened, they did not want this film. And so then you see the nefarious activities that have been going on at Disney. And well, I understand a lot more now.
But hang on. So people don't just think, oh, this is, you know, Jim Caviezel's a great actor, but he's off on these wild tangents on conspiracy theory. And of course, he's on Bannon's show. So Bannon's giving plenty of runway to go. But in the film itself, let's just talk about the movie. In Ballard's life and what Ballard found out and what Ballard's testimony is as his lived experience, what does the character, what does Tim Ballard show us to show that it's not a conspiracy, that there's something concrete here? It's just not some theory. What is it about what Ballard did that's so controversial and what he found that's so controversial that they don't want people to see the movie?
I think the analogy, if it's an analogy or if it's so close, it parrots a lot what's going on in a lot of the agencies and a lot of the stuff where you try to do an operation and they shut it down. Why would you shut something down? Why would you want to stop? Let's go to the media. When a story comes out on trafficking of children, why is in the next day, it's not an interesting story. This Ms. Rojas got up and is talking about the Judiciary Committee in front of the sworn testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee that 85,000 children go missing. Why is that not an interesting enough story? So now go watch this movie. And the same kind of stuff happens, but that's not interesting. It's not happening.
But hold it. But hang for a second. Get me back to the 85,000.
Parallels.
When Ms. Rojas tested. Ms. Rojas says 85,000 are missing. What does that mean to you? Does it mean that administratively they're not found, or you think there's something else going on here?
Oh, definitely something else going on. 100%. But this has been going on. When Sound of Freedom, before it was coming out, I just started noticing that anytime a story came out on trafficking, anything, it was gone the next day. It would get reported, but then it was gone. That's interesting. Then after so many thousands of these coincidences happen, how many coincidences need to occur before you start to go on? Mathematically, that's impossible. If you go down to Vegas and you win a hand of blackjack, you might get hot. You might win 10 hands in a row. But after you won 1,000 hands in a row, do you think something's going on?
Do you think, let me answer this way, do you think that the trafficking of children is an epidemic or pandemic in the world, and specifically the United States? And if so, what are the causes of it, sir?
Well, obviously, if you want to go into, I'm fighting for my life here now, see. There, you can always talk about the wicked. I really like to talk about the middle third that won't do anything. I think they, at the end of this whole journey, will be the ones that did nothing. That group, I think, is the biggest evil in this whole thing. They refuse to look at it because they don't want to believe it. If I was, for example, I recently went to Poland and I visited Auschwitz, and I'm sure there were some soldiers that saw it, and they did. And I'm sure that when they went back, they were called crazy conspiracy theorists and whatnot, but that turned out to be true. So now we look at our children and nothing's being done. Look what just happened on Monday. You know, the Durham report came that we were told that Trump is this evil man. And it turns out he's not.
Alrighty there. I don't think Jim is, I mean, he's a good actor, that's for sure. But he hasn't been involved with, like we have been all these years, you know, exposing this stuff. We've been exposing this stuff for 50 years. Sure. We've been telling people what's happening out there. It's not like, but you won't hear a peep on NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC. You won't hear a peep on NPR, will you, about the missing children, will you?
And up in Canada, it's really bad with the First Nation kids, really bad.
And if you did hear anything, Peter, they would probably blame it on the white populace, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Biden falling down at the naval thing was Trump's fault, right?
Yeah, yeah. Trump was around someplace to push him. But, I mean, you've got, People, you know, here you've got the fake news media presenting themselves as credible, you know, legitimate, when they're the farthest thing from credible. They're the farthest thing from legitimate. They will betray. They've been betraying the American people for years and years. Okay, and of course, the reality is, though, they have lost believability. I mean, if you go back to the 50s and 60s, they were credible. Today, I think something they got, what about it, a 9 or 10% credible believability rating? The mainstream media is really low down there. But and now I'm hearing that the one lady on Fox News, and I'm just having one of my senior moments, she just came out, the black lady, the went and had the afternoon program from one, around 1 o'clock. Anyhow, she had just come out recently and made the statement that Fox News is being forced to go woke, that they're being, that they're going to go woke, and they're being forced to go that way. So I don't look that she's going to be around that much longer.
Well, they're all disappearing one by one, but if you look back at the media, even as...
Harris Faulkner, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Faulkner, yeah. I know, yeah, I could see her face too, but I couldn't think of it. But
she has been
think
good.
About the scandals, though, then things like in Hollywood involving children going back to the 30s with, like, Fatty Arbuckle and those people. And that just, and it's, that's been there, and nothing's been, it was done about it then, and I mean, we're almost 100 years later with that stuff going on.
Yep, well, it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
What does that tell us? That tells us exactly what God's Word in the Bible says. I mean, exactly everything that's happening is, it tells you, we're seeing it unfolding right before our very eyes, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, yes we are.
All right, we're going to open
apocalypse
the phone.
Apocalypse now, baby. Yeah. Apocalypse now.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is. We're again, like I said, all around us, we're seeing all of the signs. Look, let's just do this real quick, and then I'm going to open the phone lines. But, you know, if you go back and you look at the days of Noah and the flood, what was it that caused God, what was the opposition doing that caused God to want to, well, to destroy 8 billion people off the face of the earth, okay? What was it? Well, the fallen angels were taking women as wives, and they were trying to change their DNA.
Yep.
They're trying to... So today we're almost at 8 billion. God's immutable. He does things the same way. And what is Big Pharma? What are they up to? What's Klaus Schwab and all? They're up to trying to change the DNA.
Same thing.
Making people less than people, right?
There's nothing new under the sun.
Okay. And so we're seeing all these things happening. All right. We're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide. And we'll, so if you have calls for Peter here, he's here. I mean, Peter's brilliant, right, Peter?
100%.
Okay, there you go. He's here to ask your, answer your questions. And not only he will tell you how to get well if you're sick, but he'll tell you how to get sick if you're well. And so,
right.
All right.
There's 12 foods. You want to get sick, there's 12 foods you should eat a lot of every day, and you'll get sicker than... you know who in a heartbeat.
All righty, let's start with, oh, can you believe it? It's Clifford. Who would have known? Oh, Cliff, you're in the air.
Hey. All right, doctor. Before I get to my question, I just have one medical question. Talking about Apocalypse Now, there's a group. I know everybody in the group. I was familiar with the names Greg Lake, Palmer, the guy from Yes. Apparently formed in, but I hadn't heard of them, Asia, it kind of was a merger of ELP and Yes. Now, I streamed some of their music just before, and there's two songs that are unbelievable how it relates to what's going on now. One is Wildest Dreams. It's talking about trampling the children, insanity on TV, putting millions to sleep, and if you don't conform, they'll euthanize you. That's in that one song. And the other one is even more spooky. It's called Open Your Eyes. It's talking about the end. It's relating it to an individual, and just someone walking into the land. So wake up, open your eyes. But that's a really spooky song. So that's Open Your Eyes by Asia. But my question is on bone health. You know, they say the bone, your actual bone material is brand new after several months, like that constant breakdown and remodeling, and vitamin C is also plays a critical role. But is that, as someone gets older, that remodeling process kind of could be compromised maybe? And also about the importance of vitamin C and other nutrients in maintaining the integrity of the cartilage of your disc between the vertebrae and the spines. What would you recommend for people like in that area?
Well, you need nutrients. And so there are two sets of cells in the body called osteoblasts that build bone and osteoclasts that destroy bone. And your body is chewing up old bone and laying down new bone all of the time through the action of these two cells in the body and the divine force in the body. And these are the bisphosphonate drugs, things like Fosamax and the other one that Sally Field was promoting for a while, Boniva. Those drugs put the cells in the body that chew up old bone to sleep. So when you put the cells that chew up old bone to sleep, old bone accumulates in your bones, and your bone density scan looks better. But now your bones are filled with old bone, and old bone will snap like a twig when it's under too much pressure, and that's why there were so many lawsuits against those drugs from people that were on them for 4 or 5 years. They had spontaneous fractures of their ankles and their legs. Just walking down the street, their leg snaps in two because now it was filled with old bone. So this process of bone regeneration is happening until the very day that you die. But in order to make new bone, the body needs minerals. It needs things like calcium and sulfur and zinc and phosphorus and a bunch of other things. There are 60 minerals that the body needs, and the body can't make these minerals. Your body can't make them. The only person that can make a mineral is God. And the only way that a mineral gets into your body is if it's in the soil that the food is growing in, or if you supplement it. And you need to supplement it because it's not in the soil anymore, not like it used to be. And even back in the day, there weren't enough minerals in the soil. There simply weren't enough. So supplementation with minerals is extremely important for bone health because your body is trying to make new bone all of the time. But if it doesn't have enough calcium, it can't do it. If it doesn't have enough phosphorus, it can't do it. So you need to give your body the raw materials to handle this stuff. And by the way, this extrapolates into all chronic disease. Your body needs 90 essential nutrients. And a nutrient is considered essential if the body needs it, but it cannot make it. And all 90 essential nutrients are found in something called the Healthy Foundation Pack, which is available at EiffelHealth.com. Their phone number is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. The Healthy Foundation Pack. I don't make any money from the sale of it. Pastor doesn't make any money from the sale of it. But I took a vow in 1991 to go out of my way to help eliminate human suffering. These are the most effective nutritional supplements I've seen in over 3 decades of clinical work as a licensed naturopathic doctor. Your body needs raw materials because they're no longer in the food. And this is the best way to get these raw materials into your body. And the majority of people who start taking this stuff notice a big difference within the first 3 weeks. It's kind of a global effect. Your mood is better, your energy is better, your sleep's better, your digestion's better, your aches and pains are better. Why? Because your body has the things that it needs to fix itself, and arguably for the first time in your life. So vitamin C is one of the nutrients that your body needs. It's not high on my list at all for joint health or ligament health. The things that are really important for joint health and ligament health and bone health are minerals and sulfur-bearing molecules.
The whole board is lit, so we're going to have to move on. So, in other words, you would ask him to call 888-618-1796. And what was the name of that?
Healthy Foundation Pack. Order a Healthy Foundation Pack, and the people at Eiffel Health will walk you right through how to take it, and they're really helpful.
All right, let's go to Coach Dwayne. Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. Dr. Glidden, Lisa, and Randy, God bless you. What a great show tonight.
Well, thank you, Coach.
You know, Doc,
put me in,
you're
Coach.
One of my favorites.
I'm ready to go.
You're one of my favorites. You're one of my favorite doctors, and here's what I wanted to say to the audience real quick before I get off. Number one, no one calls me up and tells me to do this. Number two, I don't get no free products for this endorsement, but I talked to you back in March, and I contacted your people, and I told them I was having pressure, man. I didn't know which end was up or down. I couldn't get rid of it in my colon, in my gut. I couldn't eat hardly anything. I got, again, your fish oils, capsules. I got your bottle of calcium, I got your bottle of minerals, and your minerals and vitamins put together. I got off all the wheat, all the dairy products, all the corn products, and I'm telling you what, here it is. It's June the 1st. I'm jogging back at the field. I'm playing softball. I'm cutting grass with a lawnmower. I have no pressure. I have plenty of energy. Your products work, and I'm telling you, people, get that phone number, get a call, and get your body healthy. Last but not least, Doc, I think here's a coach's tip for you. When you sell your products across America or wherever, put a little note in there that's saying, before taking this product, please forgive everybody of everything in your life before taking this product, because your stuff works, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. That's a wonderful endorsement, especially since it wasn't, you know, we didn't ask you for it. I love spontaneous endorsements like this. On my website, I have a live chat feature where I answer questions and talk to my subscribers for 2 hours every week. And we get spontaneous testimonials all the time. And it's a wonderful thing. And honest to God, Coach, people suffer needlessly, right? There's just simple things that people can do in order to start the ball of health rolling. And it's not hard, man. You just got to stop eating 12 foods and take these nutrients into your body on a regular basis. Get the heck out of the way and let your body fix itself. So I appreciate your kind words very much. And more,
I followed your advice. I got off the beef sticks, all the fried stuff. I cleaned up everything, because there was two nights from January to February where I told Pastor Sanders and my pastor, Mark Valeni, guy that live here in Brunswick, Ohio, in the great state of Ohio, there was two nights I was in a fetal position at the bottom of my steps begging God for mercy, because I couldn't take the pressure. I couldn't get rid of it. I was getting 2-3 hours of sleep. And like you said, after 3 weeks of getting rid of all the stuff, all of it, and taking your products, the pressure started to go, and I'm living proof. Thank the good Lord Jesus for men like you and Pastor Sanders putting on your air. I'm going to get off. You got other people need to talk to you and get help. Hey, I love you guys. God bless.
Thanks, Coach. God bless. Thanks for those kind words. Let's go to Debbie out in Boston.
Hey. Hi, Pastor Sanders. Hi, Dr. Glidden. I listen to your program, and I contribute, and I used to live in Ohio, so love Ohio. I have a question, Dr. Glidden. I was at a prayer conference in Seattle last week, and I came home with a nasty cough. I've never had COVID, never took the shot, but I'm getting better, and I'm taking a lot of natural supplements, but I have no taste, and I have no smell. Is there anything I can do for my body to regain that back again?
Yeah, so the first thing to consider when you lose your sense of taste and you lose your sense of smell at the same time is it's that there are nerves that are in your brain that come directly through the skull and that go to your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and throat. They're called the cranial nerves. And if the holes in the skull that those nerves go through become compromised for whatever reason, then you're going to become symptomatic. So if it's the nerve that goes to the eardrum, you're going to get ringing in the ears. If it's the nerve that goes to the inner ear, you're going to get vertigo. If it's the nerve that goes to your tongue, you're going to have no sense of taste or a weird sense of taste, and so forth and so on. So the best way to address that is by taking minerals into your body to strengthen the skull, because your body knows how to handle that. Probably minerally deficient which was aggravated by whatever stress you were around when you were in Seattle. I mean, just walking down the street in Seattle is stressful. I lived there for 12 years. So my recommendation for you would be the Healthy Foundation Pack plus one extra bottle of the white liquid calcium. One Healthy Foundation Pack plus one extra bottle of the white liquid calcium. There's also a botanical medicine called Super Olive Health. Super Olive Health. You take two dropperfuls twice a day, That's a really good immune supportive botanical medicine. They sell it at Eiffel Health as well. So that's what I would do. Give them a call, 888-618-1796, and then call us back and let us know what happened, please.
Yeah, because, you know what, I ended up with a lot of pressure in my ears, so painful. I wonder if that contributed to it, you know, on landing.
Yeah, and it's interesting, don't you think, that it's all above the neck, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you had knee pain, or it's not like you had diarrhea, or it's not like, right? And so this goes towards my theory here that it's the cranial nerves that are involved. And the best way to support cranial nerve health is to mineralize your skeleton, because that's what it wants to do. And the best way to do that is with the Foundation Pack plus extra calcium.
Okay. I'll call tomorrow. Thank you so very much.
All right.
God bless you.
Well, thanks for your trust. Right back at you. I appreciate you very much. Best of luck.
Thanks, Debbie. God bless. Who do we have? John. We have John in where? Minnesota? Okay. Oh, we have Brian in Garland, Texas. Hey,
thank
Brian.
Pastor Ernie, for taking my call. I'm calling from Garland, Dallas, Texas area, and I just want to reach out and tell you thank you for letting me come on. And I wanted to ask you guys something real quick. This is something toward you also, Pastor Ernie. This stuff that this guy that came up with this Tesla car, and they're wanting to put some kind of electronic AI technology inside of people. I'll hang up, but I just wanted to see, you know, where's that going and what's the purpose of that? Is that the, maybe,
you know, there's a film called Final Days, and it's with Karen Kingston and Dr. David Martin. It's about an hour long, and boy, they answer what you're asking. They really go into it in detail. In fact, we're going to be showing this film at Doers of the Word Baptist Church this Sunday at 4 p.m. We're going to be showing this film at 4 p.m. this Sunday. And folks, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're living in very, very perilous times. And there's things out there that you just, it's hard to believe if you don't know the facts. And we're going to be talking about that, because basically what they're trying to do is to dehumanize us and trying to control us. They're trying to control with these little bots, these little things that are in these injections, and now they're even putting in aerosol sprays. They're putting it in the animals' meats, everything, and basically they're trying to turn us into zombies. But go ahead,
Pastor Arnie. Will you begin tomorrow? This same subject, maybe in. Is there any way I can go online or anything and turn into this, or?
I'll tell you what, call our office at 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. Ask for Heather and have her give you the information on how you can obtain that film, The Final Days.
Okay. I want to say thank you for bringing the crew on and everything that you bring on, and thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, Brian. Okay, let's go. We're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Potentate, he made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
Did The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Some men are like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man. Strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
All right, we're back, and we have Dr. David Glidden with us here tonight. And, Peter J. Glidden. Quit acting like David, Peter. There you go. So we have Dr. And he's a pretty smart guy when it comes to knowing all about your health, what makes you feel good and look good, right? Anyhow, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I really appreciate what Dr. Glidden and Pastor Sanders have brought out about the deep state's control of the media, along with the proven criminals and liars of Big Pharma. They couldn't be sued for billions of dollars. Despite their attempts to cover up their criminality, unless it was proven that they were supporting deadly and harmful drugs. And the fact that there are people now that are finally coming out with a potential platform to make a difference. And one of them, of course, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I think people should try to get firsthand knowledge about him, because he's going to be subjected to a torrent of smears and lies and the rest of it, because he's taking on not only the deep state, but the military-industrial complex, calling for a reordering of the priorities away from trillions of dollars for the Pentagon and towards social uplift. People like that are going to be attacked, and unless you get alternate sources of information, all you're going to hear is a slander against them. One of them is globalresearch.ca and I've got a senior moment like the pastor does occasionally.
Yeah.
Consortium News, consortiumnews.com. This was a former top Newsweek senior reporter who got disgusted with the lies that are used to manipulate into wars around the world, the lies to frame up countries for wars around the country. And he set up his own website, consortiumnews.com. And there's very few along those lines. Real conservatives like Ron Paul and Paul Craig Roberts, who was a high official in the Reagan administration. Look up his name with three names, Paul Craig Roberts. He has said all of this propaganda that are to incite hatred against countries, and especially now Ukraine, is really leading us into Third World War and possible nuclear war. These people are rare gems, and unless people get sources of information other than the CIA military-industrial complex, radio, television, newspapers, and magazines, and I've derived a phrase that brings up a lot of information just in my independent thinking, and it's called CIA controls the media to demonize countries, to manipulate the public into wars against them.
You're right. We're going to have to move on because the whole board is lit, but you're right. Look, everyone who's come out against the CIA, you've seen what happened to him. John Kennedy, JFK, he wanted to eliminate the CIA, and they eliminated him. But you're right there. And Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of him, and now Donald Trump wanted to get rid of him. So, and you see what they're doing to Trump. All righty, let's go to, well, Pastor Hal. You just hang in there, Pastor Hal. Do you have a question or comment? I know you're going to give the invocation.
Well, I was just going to say I'm all for that holistic medicine for health because, as you know, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymph cancer, and this holistic medicine is curing me, where the chemo and everything else, I just had to walk away from that.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, I was with you the day you had that. Boy, you really got sick, didn't you? Darn near died, didn't you?
Right. I almost had a heart attack while they were giving it to me.
Yeah. You ought to,
that's what I'm talking about, Pastor. If you, as it's like, if you knew a hundredth of what I know or what I've seen, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. It's really bad what's happening all around the world with people's health because of the medical monopoly. And
Peter, could you talk more directly into the phone because, like, you're coming and going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah. Speak right into it.
Very good. Yeah, so people need to understand what to do in order to support their body's ability to fix itself, because you don't need a doctor's appointment for this, by the way. If you're smart enough to pass the driver's license test, you're smart enough to learn what to do to make your body healthy, and this serves two purposes. Number one, it makes your body healthy, and number two, it takes money out of the pockets of Big Pharma. So I teach people how to extract themselves from the medical mousetrap by making themselves healthy so that you don't need the prescription medicines anymore. And sometimes you do, but most of the times you don't.
And right here, we've got two of your books. One is called Attempt to Cure, and we have these, and you go through from A to Z all of the different ailments and what it takes to cure. Not treat the symptoms, but cure the disease. And we're asking a donation of $40 or more for this book here.
You know, Pastor, I was taking blood pressure medicine for 15 years, and it wasn't doing me any good. And Dr. Glidden told me how to walk away from it just by taking Osteoflex and the plant minerals. And it actually lowered my blood pressure. And I haven't been on blood pressure meds now for over a year, and my blood pressure is better with the stuff he told me to take than what the VA did.
Well, there's two places to die for your country. One is on the battlefield, and the other is at the VA hospital.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I know if I got to go back there again, I'm a goner.
And you know, it was. I was just at the VA, and they told me your blood pressure seems to be a little bit high. What do you think that's about? I said, "Come in here." I went in there. They were all wearing masks, okay. And they said, "You have to wear masks." I said, "I don't want to wear a mask. I hate those masks. Okay, they don't do you any good. They do. Well, that's the rules here, you know." And it's just unbelievable. You know, I got to say one thing. You know, the turnover on doctors is unbelievable at the VA just about every time. But I have a very nice lady She's very, very. She knows what she's doing. Very nice lady. But boy, some of those people now can be very rude to veterans out there. With Biden, since, you know, what a big change since Biden's been in office compared to when Trump was in office in the VA. Okay, it's really a big change. It's they're more anti-veteran with the since Biden's been there in charge. But anyhow, let's go out to San Diego and Carol in San Diego.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Carol.
And I just wanted to tell you, the Sound of Freedom is going to be played in San Diego July 4th in 10 theaters. So we're looking forward to that. And I'm sure it's going to be shown around the country on July 4th also. But I'm not sure of that. But I wanted to tell you that. And then also, I have a question for Peter, please.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Peter, at the beginning of the program, I think you gave a recipe for a pain medication. Is that correct?
Well, no, it's not a pain medication. It's a treatment to take before and after surgery reduce the pain of the surgical procedure.
Oh, I understand. Thank you. I misunderstood. I was so busy around the house, and I just caught a few words, so I thought I'd check on that. But thank you so much for being on, and thank you, Pastor Ernie, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Carol, for letting us know, too, about the video, that the movie's going to be played. And you said that's going to be in your local theaters there in San Diego,
yep,
huh?
10 theaters in San Diego, right.
Wow.
And Pastor, would you like me to give you the address, the email address to get tickets?
Yeah, here's how. What I'd rather have you do, if you would call our office and leave it on that.
Okay, I will do that. And say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Carol.
You just did.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I'll call you tomorrow, honey.
Okay.
Goodbye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. God bless. All right, let's go back out to San Diego and talk to, we got Jack in San Diego.
So, Pastor Ernie.
Yes, sir.
Elon Musk has a company called Neuralink.
I know about that, yeah.
So, he's gotten approval from the FDA to start clinical trials on this device that is sewn onto your brain. And it hooks you up to the internet. And he's claiming that he'll be able to make every human being a genius. Now, at the same time this is going on, you have many authorities in the field of artificial intelligence that's warning us that continued development of AI could be an extinction event for humans. So I wonder, in your opinion, what is wrong with human beings that we create things like hydrogen bombs and artificial intelligence, which, by the way, I believe could make us obsolete, and the possibility of extinction for humans is definitely out there. But why do humans create things that potentially could spell their own demise?
Well, the answer you'll find is in Genesis chapter 6. The Lord says that men's hearts are wicked continuously. And that's the answer.
Well,
it's a sad state of affairs. And, you know, many are called and few are chosen. So if you've pulled yourself out of this rabbit hole, you've picked yourself up and you've looked around, then you have responsibility. And your responsibility is to tell your truth to as many people as you can, and to help as many people as you can to also pick themselves up out of the rabbit hole. This is very important, because we all need to help each other here, because we are all in this together. It's only a handful of us that have seen the light, so we need to stick together, or like Benjamin Franklin said, we need to hang together, or most assuredly we will hang alone.
You're absolutely right.
So you see the beginnings of economic warfare, like with Target and Bud Light and other retail outlets. And, you know, I'm somebody that has never used a cell phone or a computer or the internet. And I think if we're going to get involved in an economic rebellion as opposed to an armed rebellion, I think it would behoove everybody to start considering the evils of the internet and the problems that it's caused, and to try living without your devices, and you'll find that you really don't need them. And if you want to really make an impact in an economic rebellion, get rid of your cell phones and get rid of the internet. You don't need them. It's the devil's workshop.
You know, Jack, every day I get people wanting to try to Facebook me. I mean, like, just for example, today alone, I've already got about 6 or 7 requests, and Facebook keeps trying to keeps trying to talk me into going on there and Facebooking these people. But I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that, okay? I know that every single thing that you say and everything you do is kept. There's a record of that, and it's a way of seeing what your psyche is, building a file upon you. And so, but you're right. Now, because what I do, my job, I have to look and see what the world is up to out there, because my job is to warn the people about what the world is up to. Out there.
You know, I get all my information from the radio, television, and the public library. Anything that I need to know, they research it for me at the library and give me all the information. But let me give you one example of something that I think is a recent phenomenon, and that is couples that are living together, married, or a lot of them are not married. But they're not having sex anymore. They have sex maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and they're having sex with the internet, the pornography, and they're becoming dysfunctional. And you're hearing stories of 25-year-old men that are sexually dysfunctional, and they need Viagra.
We have an article here. Hand me that article there, will you? Okay. Here's an article, and listen to this. CNN writes, glowing article on women marrying themselves, okay,
yeah,
as an expression of self-love. Now, this is, now think about it, CNN, okay, isn't that where Rachel Maddow's at? Isn't she on CNN?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you've got some crazy things here today. CNN showed women whose ages range from their 30s to their 70s. Each of them married themselves and had some elaborate ceremonies with bridesmaids. Now, think about this. You're talking about women. Now, one of the major problems we have out there today is this. What you're talking about, these smartphones, these smart aleck phones. It's given women a greater opportunity to want to cheat. Okay, it's given them an ability to cheat on their husbands. And the interesting thing is now there's a mindset that if they have a smartphone, whatever is on there is only their business, and their husbands have no right to know what's on there. Well, I've got news for them. Okay, according to God's word, the Bible, their husband has every right to know what's on that. And in the same way, too, the wife has every right to know what's on her husband's phone. But we're seeing divorce, and now they're calling these things called hot wives. And, I mean, it's just, again, all of these things are signs of a soon return of the Lord. The Lord's got to come back soon. But I'm out of time, Jack. How much time do I have over there? Okay, Hal, you've got 4 minutes. Tell us how to get to heaven.
Okay, well, it's called the old story. You know, it never changes. Jesus died on that cross to pay the payment for every sin you and I have ever done. And, you know, we couldn't pay it our own. If you could quit sinning right now, never sin again for the rest of your life, it would be impossible. Just the sins you've already done would be enough to keep you out of heaven. God cannot let sin come into heaven, or else heaven wouldn't be heaven very long. It'd be like something Joe Biden has down here and getting worse every day. So, you know, God wants heaven to be free from sin, and the only thing that can get us to heaven is the blood of Christ. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. Not that he did, but that we have done. So when he said it is finished, that means all the work necessary for our salvation has been done by Jesus and approved by God. But now what you do with it depends on what you go to heaven or hell. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you want him to come into your heart and give to you that payment personally that he paid in your place on the cross, he'll do it. He wants you to come to heaven. He doesn't want you to go to hell, but he's leaving the choice to you. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you don't reach out and receive that gift, you're going to die and go to hell. It's that simple. Now, God hears me talking to you right now, and if you want Jesus to come into your heart, I suggest you pray and you ask him to come into your heart. That's what the sinner's prayer is all about, Romans 10:13. And I'd be glad to say a prayer with you. Remember this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Your church membership ain't going to get you to heaven. Your water baptism, just Jesus and his shed blood. So if you want that right now, he's offering it to you. And we can pray a prayer right now, and I'll lead you to Jesus. Dear God, pray this prayer with me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I'm sorry about the fact I'm a sinner, and I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart and give to me that payment you paid in my place on that cross so I could have eternal life, a home with you in heaven forever and ever. Thank you, God, for giving me that free gift. In Jesus' name, amen. John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. To believe on meant you received him in prayer, just like you just did, that you may know. How do you know? Because God made you a promise, and he cannot lie. So I'll see you in heaven. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very, very much. We are out of time for tonight. Well, Peter, I want to thank you for being here. And
always a pleasure, Pastor. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you so much. You're doing a great job out there. We got to fight. We got to defeat Big Pharma. And so as we're – oh, well, wait a minute. We have more time than I thought. Okay, there you go. Hang there, Hal. Is Peter still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, already. Somehow we were off in Chicago tonight. Let me find out very quickly. What was the problem in Chicago? Do you have any idea?
I do not know.
Okay, were they playing another one of our yesterday's replay? Okay. They were playing yesterday's program. Boy, the phone lines were lighting up here all over the place. Okay, so, well, we're at that place where we get to every night at this time. And that is when we always do this. You ready? We say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless. And then we say...
Always.
Ready?
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschutz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work, without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at redballoon.work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.